弟兄姊妹们，请先翻开《圣经·马太福音》第七章。
Brothers and sisters, let's first turn to our Bibles, Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
We'll read from verses 1-5.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Matthew 7 verses 1-5. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the log of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
我们再来看罗马书第二章。
Let us now turn to the book of Romans, chapter 2.
第二章第一节跟第二节。
Romans chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书第二章第一节。你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行，却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
Romans chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things.
我们再看罗马书第十四章。
Let us turn also to Romans chapter 14.
从第一节读到第四节。
We'll read from verses 1-4.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
Romans 14 verses 1-4. Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions. One person has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. The one who eats is not to regard with contempt the one who does not eat, and the one who does not eat is not to judge the one who eats.For God has accepted him. Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
在主日的早晨，你召聚我们来到你的面前，一同来敬拜你。
On this Lord's day, you bring us together to gather together and worship you.
愿圣灵宝会师早晨再次把你的话启示涂抹在我们里面。
And would you send the Holy Spirit to explain your words and anoint our hearts?
叫我们真实知道你的心意，能够在你的心意里头跟随你的脚，跟你的爱子的脚中行。
That we will truly know your will, and that we will be able to follow your will in the footsteps of your Son, the Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.马太福音一个最大的信息就是主他一直出来传道的时候就说天国近了，所以你们要悔改。
So the book of Matthew, one of the Lord's greatest messages is when he went out to preach, he preached that the heavenly kingdom is near and that you have to repent.
我们需要悔改。
And we need to repent.
因为悔改主要的一个原因是因为天国近了。
And the reason we need to repent, the main reason is because the heavenly kingdom is near.
借着我们悔改，转变我们的心意，预备主的国度。
And in our repentance, we prepare our hearts to enter into the kingdom.
借着悔改，我们能够预备自己，能够丰丰富富进主的国。
And through repentance, we prepare ourselves to enter into the kingdom in fullness.
所以我们阅读这那个马太福音第五六七章三章的时候，也发觉主所向我们启示在国度里的人里面的人是何等不同的人。
And in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, the Lord tells us the people that enter into the kingdom, what kind of people they are.
他告诉我们是什么样的人，什么样的人能够配得进神的国。
What kind of person is worthy to enter into the kingdom?
他首先呢就说是什么样，先是什么，你是什么样的人，你就做什么样的事。
First, he tells us the kind of person you are is demonstrated by the actions that you do.
我们必须是邻里谦卑的人，是温柔的人，是使人和睦的人。
We have to be humble in heart, kind, and people that unify others, that bring people together.
因着我们是这样的人，所以我们走什么样的路，我们做什么样的事。
If we are that kind of person, then we will.Do those actions.
在马太福音五六七章这里面呢，说到的许多的在地上基督徒是这样的生活，跟我们平常的观念有很大的不同。
And when we see that what the Lord explains in 5, 6, 7, in our own experiences might be very different.
主在许多的方面，在服事上面，在我们生活上面，预备我们有个正确的态度、正确的观念来进神的国。
And the Lord prepares us.Through our service and to enter into His kingdom.
那么在马太福音第七章的时候呢，主呢特别来着重一件事情，就是不要论断。
In Matthew chapter 7, the Lord explains one thing specifically, which is to do not judge.
那么论断这件事情啊，论断批评啊，确实是神百姓当中一个很大的一个难处。
Judging or condemning.Other people is a very great difficulty that we have.
多少人因着别人的错那个不实的论断的批评啊，那么人们就软弱跌倒。
How many times have we received unjust judgment or condemnation from other people and caused us to become weak and fall?
多少人因为听见别人在后面说他的一些话，他停止服事，甚至不聚会了。
How many others have heard other people whispering behind their back and have stopped serving or even stopped attending the fellowship?
那不但是基督徒，我们自己个人身上有这样的经历。
As Christians, not only do we each have this experience in our own lives.
在教会跟教会之间，甚至儿女之间的时候，也是常常有这样的情形。
Between fellowships and among the Lord's children, we also have this experience.
因着我们对道路不同，我们对圣经的解释不同，我们彼此批评，彼此论断。
Our understanding of the truth or our interpretation of the Bible may be different, and we would have disagreements and condemnation of others.
当我们听见这个神的儿女之间啊，那彼此的批评论断的时候，我们说，神的儿女之间的合一在哪里？
When we see the strife and judgment among God's children, we may ask, where is the unity?
神的儿女之间的合一真是有可能吗？
Is it truly possible to have unity among God's children?
所以呢，圣经里面呢，不单是在福音书里头哈，我们刚刚读的书信里面呢，多处对于有这对于论断这件事情的教导。
So not only is this the Bible talks about judgment in the gospel, but also in the epistles.
主在地上的时候，严严的教导他的门徒们不可以彼此论断。
The Lord very clearly tells his disciples, teaches them not to judge.
再说呢，这里不是对着外邦人说的。
To be clear, this is not spoken to the Gentiles.
这是你们不要论断。
It says, you do not judge.
那些坐在他门前，他的脚前的这些门徒们，主看着他们的眼睛，跟他们说，你们不要论断。
The Lord spoke to the disciples that were sitting at his feet.
免得你们被论断。
Do not judge others, otherwise you will be judged.
那么这保罗他在书信里面的时候，也是多处的，他深深的这那个。认识啊，那个因着弟兄的甚至儿女之间彼此的论断批评啊，所造出来的伤害是何等的大。
And Paul himself, how many times because of the conflict among of brethren that he had to write to them and rebuke them?
那么雅各呢，他在更进一步这么说。
James took it a step further.
他说你们不可以批评弟兄，论断弟兄。
He says, do not speak against one another.
如果你们批评弟兄了，论断弟兄了，就什么样呢？就是批评律法，论断律法。
He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law.
哎呀，我们以为呀，跟所以说在后面批评一下弟兄姊妹们，这是人之常情，小事情。
We may think that if we are speaking out against a brother a little bit behind their back, it's just a small thing.
雅各说呢，当我们这么做的时候呢，我们是在批评神的话、神的律法，我们在论断神的律法。
But James tells us if we're doing such a thing, we are speaking out against God's law.
如果我们呢看见这个论断批评这个事情在神的心中啊是何等样的使神的伤痛，神看怎么何等的重的话，我们会非常非常的小心。
If we understand how seriously God takes this judging of others, we would see that it truly hurts the Lord.
那么为什么不要论断呢？
Why shouldn't we judge others?
他说：“你们不要念论断人，免得你们被论断。”
He says, "Do not judge, so that you will not be judged."
因为你们怎样论断人，也怎样被论断。
For in the way you judge, you will be judged.
啊，因为我们不能够论断人呢，因为最第一个原因呢，是因为我们经不起别人的论断。
The most fundamental reason why we shouldn't judge others is because we will not be able to stand up against others' judgment.
啊，多少时候呢，我们在说人。其实呢，我们呢没有比人都好到哪里去。
How many times do we speak out against other people, but we are not much better than they are?
多少时候呢，我们在说人这件事情上的时候呢，也许这件事情稍微好一点，但是别人把别的事情拿来比的时候呢，啊，你也差不了多少啊。
How many times when we speak out against someone on one issue, we might be a little bit better, but on another issue, you're not any better.
当我们自己都不够好的时候。
When we ourselves are not better.
当我们自己很多事情上都站不住的时候。
When we ourselves cannot stand.
我们哪里有资格去批评别人呢？
What right do we have to judge others?
我们自己都很多是这里软弱那里软弱，但是呢，我们看到别人的事情这里的话，我们就是爱说，我们在面前说，在背后说。
We may have our weaknesses here and there, but when we see a weakness in another person, we would stand up and speak behind their back about it.
照讲呢，如果我们呢自己很软弱的话呢，我们呢大概碰到那些事情呢，我们尽量不说了，对不对？我自己做不到嘛，对不对
？If we ourselves know our own weaknesses and we see that which is in others, we may not speak out about it.
哎，我们自己都不好嘛，那这件事情大家都不说，那个大家都点点哈，赶紧你不要讲嘛哈。
If we know our own weaknesses and we may not want to speak about it and just cover it up.
可是你发觉呢，在人的天性里头啊，我们在什么地方软弱呢，我就什么就什么特别喜欢在那地方批评。
But in our own nature, what we are the weakest against, when we see it in others, we would tend to want to speak out about it.
那保罗对那个犹太人说了，他说你们这论断人的，你这不论在什么事上论断人，就什么事上定自己的罪。
Paul wrote to the Jews, that which you condemn others, you are judging in your own self.
因为你这论断人呢，自己所行的跟别人一样。
Because what you do is the same as the others.
啊，你说呢不可以偷窃，自己还偷窃。
You say, do not steal, but you yourself steal.
你说呢不可以奸淫，自己还奸淫。
You say, do not commit adultery, but you yourself also commit adultery.
你说呢不可以偷窃那个你厌恶偶像，你自己还偷窃庙中之物。
You say, do not worship idols, but you steal the food offered to the idols.
哎呀，你自己指着律法夸口呢，自己倒犯律法，玷辱神。
You are boasting about the law, but you break the law and sin against God.
说了一句很重的话。
He said some very serious things.
他说神的名呢，在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎。
It says the name of the Lord is disgraced because of you in front of others.
人在天然里头不知道为什么。
And
we don't know why.、
We don't know why.
我们呢，在哪些事情上特别软弱的时候呢，我们就特别看不看特特别呢注意别人的上面的软弱。
For something that we are have a weakness in. We seem to be especially sensitive to that weakness in other people.
很多时候呢，我们对一些事情没什么感觉，因为呢，我们没有犯这样的错。
Certain issues we feel we don't have any sensitivity to because we don't commit those sins.
那些事情呢，我们自己特别软弱的，我们特别敏感，特别看得到别人在这事上犯的错。
But if there's something that we struggle with, we seem to be particularly sensitive to seeing it in others.
那么大概在二十多年前啊。
About 20 years ago.
那么美国呢发生一个很大的一件事情，在基督教这段世界中。
There's in the Christian Church in America, there was a very large event.
但是二十多年前，很多孩子都很小哈，都不知道这件事情。那么说有两个那个布道家啊，那两个传福音的非常有恩赐的。
20 years ago, the young people here might have been very small already. There were two preachers,
evangelists.
Two evangelists.
那么他们传福音的非常非常有恩赐，非常有果效。
And when they preached with great grace, and it was very effective.
但这两个人不是很相合哈，不很合的。
But these two people did not get along very well.
有一天呢，人发现了其中一个人呢，他犯了一个错。
And it turned out that one day it was discovered that one of these two did something wrong.
那么他跟他的秘书呢犯了奸淫。
And he committed adultery with
secretary.
With his secretary.
哇，但是事情很大，那个教会啊，这个要那个停了他的那个执事啊，这事情要很大的惩罚。
And it was a very big deal in the church, and they stopped broadcasting his preaching.
那么另外一个那个传道人呢，就是说就起来了，严厉的攻击说这个怎么能传主的，怎么能够做这种事情呢？怎么可以那个犯奸淫呢？怎么可以犯这么大的罪呢
？And so this other preacher came out very strongly against him and said, you know, if you're a servant of the Lord, how can you do such a thing? How can you commit adultery?
那个攻击的不遗余力啊。
And he attacked him
fiercely,
very fiercely.
结果呢，没多久呢，那发觉呢，这个传道人呢。他不但是犯奸淫，他遭妓。
Not only it came out later that this second preacher did not only did he commit adultery, he committed adultery with a prostitute.
这件事情呢，这是在给神的名啊。他说，正是这里说，这神的名啊，在外邦人中啊，都受到了羞辱，受到亵渎。
And so it truly it came to be that the name of the Lord. Was shamed in front of the Gentiles.
所以呢，当我们在批评人的时候
，So when we are judging others,
首先可能要先问问啊自己。
We have to ask ourselves first.
为什么我这件事情反应这么激烈呢
？Why am I so worked up about this matter?
是不是我在这在你的深处，我其实我在这世界上我也站不住呢
？Is it in the depths of my heart that I cannot stand on this issue as well?
如果别人拿同样的尺寸来量我们的话，我们站得住站不住呢
？If other people take the same ruler to measure us, will we be able to stand?
他说：“你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。”
Says, for in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
我们呢，不应该去论断人。首先，第一个原因呢，就是我们的很多时候。我们自己都站不住我们的那个我们量给人的那个尺度。
One of the reasons why we shouldn't judge others is that we would not stand up to our own measure.
如果我们自己都做不到我们自己所说的话，我们有什么资格、什么的立场来说别人
？If we cannot stand up to our own judgment, what right do we have to judge others?
当然了。不应该论断人，这个事情本来就是不对的事情。这论断这件事情本来就是不对的事情。
Of course, judging others is in and of itself something that we shouldn't be doing.
不是因为我们怕被别人论断了，所以我们不来论断人。
It's not that we just because we fear being judged that we don't judge others.
论断这件事情本身就是不讨神喜悦的。
Judging others is by itself something that is displeasing to the Lord.
但是呢，借着这件事的思想呢，我们发觉呢， 特别是当我们当自己都还在犯错的时候呢，我们更不能够来，更没有立场来那个论断的。
But when we find, as we read this book, that we should not judge others because we don't have the right to judge them.
因为当我们自己还在都在犯错的时候。
Because while we were still committing sins.
我们呢，很多时候。我们的判断，我们的看法都会受到歪曲的。
We see that our judgment, our way of seeing things is crooked.
那么，当我们自己都还在那软弱当中的时候呢，我们看别人的事情的时候，常常带着偏见啊，带着成见去看别人。
When we see that we are still in struggling, our view of others would be distorted or discriminatory.
很多时候呢，是我们呢自己啊，眼中啊有两目之珠在这边说啊。
It's as if as the Lord says here that there's a log in our eyes.
那么，但是我们却要去帮弟兄啊，来除去他眼中的刺。
While we may be trying to reach out and take a speck out of our brother's eye.
当我们自己还软弱的时候
，But if we ourselves are weak，
我们甚至犯同样的错误的时候
，And we are still committing the same sin，
在我们眼前呢，就好像有一个大的梁木挡在那里
，It's as if there was a log blocking our eyes，
我们看不清楚的
，And we can't see clearly，
哎呀，看的也是模模糊糊的
，Everything we see is fuzzy，
但是呢，如果我们在这种情况之下，我们还指责人，我们还来帮弟兄除他眼中的刺的话，这是一个非常讽刺的事情。
In such a condition, and that we can't see clearly, we're trying to help take the speck out of our brother's eye. This is a very ironic situation.
我们中间可能有这个学眼睛的哈，然后就去看，这眼睛是非常的那个敏感的地方。
Those among us that study the eye will be able to tell us that our eyes are very sensitive.
那个。要在眼睛里面做些手术的话，那你这是要非常好的眼力才行啊。
In order to do any surgery in another person's eye, your own eyesight has to be very good.
如果呢，今天你去一个眼科大夫那里，他呢，说要给你动眼睛，那个要眼睛里面有些东西要清除。
If you're going to an eye doctor today and they have to operate or do some sort of work on your eye to help you see.
如果那个医生他自己呢戴一个厚厚的眼镜啊，那看清楚都看不到，看事情都看不清楚的话，哇，你大概有不敢不放心啊，让他帮你动你的眼睛啊。
And if that eye doctor himself is wearing like really thick glasses, you may not feel comfortable with him working on your eyes.
多少时候，我们就像那个眼睛看不清楚了，还在帮别人。他这里呢。所以呢，他还不是出于恶意哈、啊，他想帮助弟兄除去他眼中的刺。
We are like this eye doctor with really thick glasses. If we're trying to help a brother, it's not out of maliciousness. It says here that you're trying to help take the speck out of your brother's eye.
我说在读这句话的时候，我也常常想啊，我们人是真是很有办法啊，眼睛里有一个这么大的梁木在那里啊，你居然还想帮人家忙去除他眼中的，还看得到你弟兄眼中的刺，啊、真是很厉害、啊。
I find this very interesting that while we have a log blocking our own sight, we still want to help our brothers take a speck out of their eye.
我们的眼睛自己都看不清楚了，但是呢，你走路都走不清楚了，但是呢，弟兄眼中的刺一眼就看到了。
It's very interesting that with a log blocking our own sight and us being unable to walk very in a straight line, we can see very clearly.The speck in our brother's eye.
那个自己的是遮管不好了，哎，看到别人的身上软弱，看得清清楚楚。
We ourselves can't succeed on our own, but we can very clearly see the weakness in our brothers.
我说我人这是天在人是这样，人这是很有办法啊，人这就做得到。
And so I think that we are very amazing that we could be able to do such a thing.
那么。除非我们先把我们这个梁木拿掉，我们没有办法真的看得清楚， 来帮弟兄,
so unless we remove the log in front of our own eyes, we won't be able to help our brothers take the speck out of their eye.
我想呢,这还在身上有许多的例子可以让我们用啊。
And there are a lot of examples that we can give.
我想呢,一个最好的一个例子呢,就是在约伯记。
I think one of the greatest examples in the book of Job.
那么在约伯记里头啊,他讲了这件事情。
In Job, it says,
那约伯呢,他是一个 一个非常公义,他是完全正直,敬畏神,远离恶事的人。
We see that Job is a very upright and faithful person to the Lord.
那么神呢,甚至以约伯的敬畏神呢,向着撒旦夸口。
To the point where the Lord praises Job in front of Satan.
所以你见到我的仆人约伯没有啊,地上再也没有人向他完全正直,敬畏神,远离恶事了。
And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on earth."
那么撒旦说呢，其实呢，是约伯这么做，他是有原因的。神与他那么好，把他都视为的为了篱笆的。如果说你把这些拆掉，不给他这些好处的话呢，他应当面就弃掉你了。And
Satan says, "Well, he fears you for a reason because you have surrounded him on four sides with the fence, and you have blessed him with all these things. If you take away all these things, he will curse you to your face."
这个对神是一个非常大的控告。
And so this is a very strong accusation before the Lord.
那不但是那个控告神说话不真实，他地上那个什么，那个这个人其实不是那样子的人。
Satan is calling the Lord a liar, saying that this person on earth is not as you claim him to be.
他也更是挑战神他的全能和全知啊！这神那个其实亚斯他那个约伯是不是这样子？但是你也居然不知道。
He's also accusing. Or saying that the Lord isn't omniscient, that you know Job really isn't like this, and the Lord somehow doesn't know.
所以神允许撒旦攻击约伯。
So the Lord allowed Satan to attack Job.
一天之内把他自己所有的他的财产、他的儿女全部都夺去。
And in a single day, he took away from Job all of his earthly possessions and all of his children.
有一天呢,让他那个全身长疮,从脚底到头上都长了毒疮。
And another day, he afflicted Job with boils from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head.
约伯为了神的名呢,他站立得住,没有说一句恶言。
And Job stood with the Lord, and he did not say a single bad thing about the Lord.
他为神做的见证是何等美好的见证。
And he gave such a great testimony before the Lord.
但是呢,他的三个朋友呢,听到这件事情。
But when Job's three friends heard this,
那么他们听见这事就一起约会了,来到约伯那里来安慰他。
And they came together to Job to comfort him.
那个是希望在最难处的时候给他一点安慰。
And they hoped that in the depth of his suffering that they would be able to give him some comfort.
这三个朋友呢,真是约伯的好朋友。
And these three friends were Job's good friends.
因为在后面的约伯,他说到他发生这些事情之后呢,他的兄弟离开他。
And because at the end of Job, when all things were over, it said that his brothers left him.
那么他的亲朋好友也远离他。
And that all his relatives had left him.
他连我的密友都不理我。
And even his wife?
His
closest friends.
那么连他的家中的那些仆人是子女都轻看他。
And all of his servants looked down upon him.
那三个朋友来啊，真是在那个时候，最后的患难见真情啊，在患难的时候特别来安慰他。
And in this situation, these three friends came to comfort him.
那么看见他这样的情形呢，都大哭啊，把那个土扬起来啊，跟他坐了七天七夜。
And when they saw his condition, they wept, and then they, you know, they knelt in the dirt and they stayed with him for 7 days.
他们呢，不能跟他说一句话，因为他非常的痛苦。
And they didn't say anything, because he was in such suffering.
那七天之后呢，约伯开始说话了。
And after 7 days, Job started speaking.
一说话呢，就开始咒诅他自己的生日啊！巴不得我那天没有生出来，巴不得我生的日子那个日子被咒诅。
And when he spoke, he cursed himself. He said, you know, let the day perish on which I was to be born, and the night which said a boy is conceived.
他是在患难当中的人，他看见坟墓他就欢喜，他巴不得现在就死了。
And he was at the point where he said, I would rejoice if I saw the grave, and he wanted to die.
看看约伯记啊。
Let's look at Job.
那么在第那么接下来啊，他的朋友就开始说话了。
Following Job's speech, his friends started speaking.
其实七天七夜呢，这些朋友们很想跟他说话。
Truthfully, these 7 days and 7 nights, his friends wanted to speak to him.
那个第四章第几节他说那个人若想与你说话，你就厌烦嘛，但谁能忍住不说呢？
In chapter 4, verse 2, if one ventures a word with you, will you become impatient? Who can refrain from speaking?
他们呢有很多的话向约伯说。
They had many things they wanted to say to Job.
但因为他太痛苦了，他们不知道该怎么说。
But he was in such suffering that they didn't know what to say.
包括约伯，现在约伯开始说话了，他们也说话了。
And now that Job started speaking, they started speaking as well.
当他们来的时候
，When they came,
我想呢，他们有在他们里头有三个念头。
I think that they had three thoughts in their hearts.
第一个呢，他们都自认自己是认识神的人。
They all considered that they were people that knew the Lord.
那么就是他后来他们所说的话啊，确实，你不要用在那个场合的话，确实是非常准确、非常好的话。
If you take out the context, what they said to Job is very true.
那么甚至有些话新约还在引用。
And certain words are used in the New Testament.
那么第二个呢，他们根据他们对神的认识，他们都认为呢。人呢，那个如果你行好的话呢，你一定发达。
According to their knowledge, if you do good, then you will be blessed, prosperous.
如果呢你做坏的话呢，神就会报答，就会惩罚你。
And if you do evil, then the Lord will judge you.
所以呢，任何人呢，要是遭了灾难的话呢，是因为一定是因为他犯什么错。
And so if someone comes to calamity, it's because they did something wrong.
第三个念头呢?
And the third point.
那么约伯呢, 你一定是犯了罪。
That Job, you must have done something wrong.
一定在暗中呢, 在什么地方呢, 说, 做了一些见不得人的事情。
In the darkness, you must have done something that should not be done.
所以开始的时候他们还非常的客气哈。
In the beginning, they were very...courteous,
用一些暗示啊来劝约伯
，using some soft words to condemn him.
那么第四章第七节说，请你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡呢？正直的人在何处被剪除呢
？Chapter 4 verse 7. Remember now, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright destroyed?
那按我所见呢、啊，跟这罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割的，神一出气他们就灭亡了。
According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and those who sow trouble harvest it. By the breath of God, they perish.
他们没有直接说约伯你就是这样的，但是呢，你去想想看，这世上的人，如果你做好的话呢，那么神一定祝福他们；如果做坏的话，只有那些作恶的人啊，神才惩罚他们。
They didn't outright accuse Job, but they said, "Look, the people that do evil, the Lord punishes them, and those who do good." They are prosperous.
你要想想看呢、啊，其实神惩罚人呢是好的、啊，神的管教呢，他爱的，他在管教的，但你他管教，他又打破又缠裹第十七节啊，对吧？那么、他击打之后呢，他会自己来医治的。
And so we consider the discipline of the Lord to be a good thing for those He loves. He disciplines and after He's disciplined them, He will comfort them Himself.
他们虽然没有直接说约伯你就犯了罪了，但是约伯知道，这当然听得出来他在讲他们在讲什么。
They didn't outright accuse Job of committing some sin, but Job knew what they were saying.
其实呢，我在想啊，约伯呢，当这朋友来的时候呢，约伯就要知道他们要说什么。
I think that Job, even before his friends came, knew what they were going to say.
他跟这朋友这么样认识，其实约伯他人的观念也差不多啊。
Job knew his friends very well, and in his His own experience is not very different from theirs.
Yeah, so
and he must have been thinking in his heart, Lord, what did I do to offend you? Why are you oppressing me?
所以那七天七夜,他的朋友们跟他坐在那里啊,其实无言胜有言。
And so when his friends came and they sat there for 7 days without saying anything,
他们不知道该说什么话,
they didn't know what to say.
因为约伯已经很痛苦了,
because Job is already suffering a great
deal. 如果他们说的话的话, 约伯会更痛苦。
If they said anything, Job would suffer even more.
但是他们不说话呢, 约伯知道他们要说什么。
And if they did say anything, Job already knew what they were going to say.
七天七夜, 我想这个不是一个安慰的日子啊, 我想对约伯来讲, 也是那个说到最后的, 他前面啊, 那个, 事情发生之后啊, 还没有说, 约伯还是非常的得胜啊, 那个是非常的那个, 在位主站得住啊。
So these 7 days weren't a comfort to Job. Before these 7 days, Job was still considered very upright and able to stand.
七天七夜之后呢, 他说了这话呢, 说看见他是极其的痛苦。
And after these 7 days, we see the depths of his suffering.
约伯在外面所受的那些难处, 已经够痛苦的了。
What Job suffered outwardly was already painful enough.
但是呢, 最起码他里面还有一个抓着他的坚持的是, 他里面的纯正, 他向的是什么信念。
But at least within himself, he still had something to hold on to. That was that he knew he was upright and blameless before the Lord.
虽然他不明白为什么他发生这件事情，他深深相信他在神面前是站得住的。
Even though he didn't know why such things happened to him, he knew in his heart that he could stand before the Lord.
所以当他朋友们来说这些话的时候，
So when his friends came to say these words to him,
甚至还没有说这些话之前，
even before they said these words to him,
约伯所受到的压力啊, 所受到的难处啊, 这是比现在还是来得大,
the pressure that Job felt was already very great.
那么这些朋友开始的时候还是客客气气的讲, 间接的讲。
And when his friends came to speak to him, they were still very courteous. And
那么到了第22章到最后说来, 跟约伯一直不听啊, 他干脆直截了当跟你这么说吧。
And when it finally came to chapter 22, when Job wasn't listening to their words, they came right out and accused him.
第五节说，你的罪恶岂不是大吗？你的罪孽也没有穷尽呢，因为你无故强取弟兄的物为当头，剥去贫寒人的衣服。
Chapter 22, verses 5 and 6, is not your wickedness great and your iniquities without end? For you have taken pledges of your brothers without cause and stripped men naked.
困乏的人你没有给他水喝，饥饿的人你没有给他食物吃，有能力的这那个什么，这有尊贵的人你对他好，但是你把他那个打发那个寡妇空手回去。
To the weary you have given no water to drink, and from the hungry you have withheld bread. But the earth belongs to the mighty man, and the honorable man dwells in it. You have sent widows away empty.
他们在那里论断约伯。
And there they condemned Job.
他们在那里审判约伯。
And they judged him.
说约伯啊，你认罪吧。 你一定有很多事情呢，在藏的事情没有人看得见的。你做好早点认罪啊，说不定那这是那个还那神还能够得神的挽回。
And they said to Job, you should repent. You must have done some unspeakable sin hidden in the darkness. If you repent now, maybe the Lord will alleviate your suffering.
因此他们对于苦难这件事情的认识不够。
Because they didn't understand the nature of the suffering.
因着他们没有足够的那个知识呢，知道神常常借的是那个在苦难，还做很多很多的事情，除了惩罚以外。
And because they didn't understand that the Lord uses suffering in many ways, not just in discipline.
那么在他们眼前呢，这件事情呢，就像一个梁木在那里挡着，他们怎么样都不觉得自己错。
So this matter was like a log blocking their vision, and they couldn't see that they were wrong.
这时候呢，他们想啊，在这个情况之下，他们想来帮助约伯。
And in this condition, they wanted to help Job.
约伯不是没有缺点，不是没有错的地方。
Job isn't perfect, and it wasn't as if he didn't have any weaknesses.
神后来指着约伯说，你怎么可以定我的罪，好显自己为义呢？
the Lord himself spoke to Job and said, how could you accuse me of being unrighteous?
但是呢, 他这个错呢, 跟着他朋友们所犯的错呢,
but this wrong could not be compared with the wrong that his friends had.
他们朋友所说的那些话, 到最后神向他们发怒啊。 他说你们怎么可以说这些话, 对不对? 要不然你要叫他们为他自己说的话, 去献祭啊, 那为, 那个, 我, 我的仆人约伯为你祷告呢, 否则我就, 否则我就办你们。
And for these words, the Lord rebuked his friends, saying, "If my servant Job didn't pray for you, I would have destroyed you all."
这些朋友们，他们自己有一些那个你可以说是属灵知识上的一些沉淀啊，所以是一些盲点啊。
We can say that Job's friends in spiritual matters had this very serious blind spot.
结果呢,不但没有帮助约伯,反而呢,让约伯更加的痛苦。
They came to help Job, and yet they not only did they not help Job, they made his suffering even worse.
我想今天在神的儿女的当中啊,很多时候的一些论断呢,也都是跟这个很类似的。
I think many disagreements among God's children are very
similar
situation.
不是说我们不认识神的心意,
it's not that we don't know the Lord's will.
不是说我们不读主的话,
it's not that we don't read God's word. We believe that we are people that follow after the Lord.
但是呢,
but we have to admit,
有不少的事情上呢,
there are many things that we don't have a full understanding of.
很多时候呢,
many times we just grasp on the portion that we understand.
批评人论断人,
and use it to condemn others or judge them.
如果约伯的三个朋友, 他们看见约伯受这些苦,
if Job's friends saw that Job was suffering there for the sake of the Lord's testimony.
如果他们有一点属灵的知识,知道苦难不仅仅是神惩罚人的工具,有时还是为了神的名的见证的缘故。
If they had some spiritual understanding to know that the Lord uses suffering not just for discipline, but sometimes for his own glory.
是历史历代多少为主做见证殉道的人。
Throughout all of history, all those who suffer for the Lord,
the martyrs,
or people who are martyred for the Lord.
那么他们说这那个叫做经经过的事情，不是因为他们自己犯的错，是为了神的名的缘故，他们受苦。
They went through all this suffering not because of their own sin, but for the name of the testimony of the Lord.
如果他们里面有这样的开始，有这么多一层的看见的话，他们不敢这样子说约伯的。
If they had just a little bit more understanding, they wouldn't have said these things to Job.
那什么是论断呢?
What is
condemnation?
What is judgment?
So 英文翻的就分贴切了，就是 judge，就是审判啊。
So in English it is very straightforward. It's judging.
那么中文其实翻这个论断呢，其实翻的非常好。The
Chinese translation is also very good.
那么我特别去翻那个国语词典呢，说这个论断是什么意思啊？
I turned to the official Chinese dictionary and I looked up what this word meant.
他的意思就是说，对一些事情有一些评论之后，然后下一些判断。
This is in a dispute to proclaim a judgment.
啊，对。那么就是我们呢，对一些事情呢，我们自己评论之后呢，我们下一些断言。
So we consider a matter, and then we decided and said, this is what it is.
这就像审判一样的啊，像judge，像审判一样，就是这样的。It's
like a judge in a court. This is what's going to happen.
你呢，就是这样子的人了。You
are this kind of person.
你做这样事情呢，你就不配做那个叫做神的工了。If
you do these things, you're not worthy of doing the Lord's work.
哎，我们批评论断啊，就是给他下断言了。
So this is what it means to judge another person.
那其实很多时候啊，在属灵上事情呢， 不是那么样子的清楚的，可以这样下的那个一刀两断啊。It's
not in spiritual matters. It's not often that things are so simple, so cut and dry.
那么在罗马书第十四章啊，他那里也说到一件事情。
In Romans 14, it says something.
我们刚读那段经文呢，他说有些弟兄啊，在那时候呢，他们呢，吃肉，市场买的肉，他们都吃。In
those times, certain brothers would eat meat. They would buy from the market and eat.
那有些呢，弟兄他就不吃。And
some brothers wouldn't eat meat at all.
那么要明白他们为什么这么做呢？我们必须要读一读那个哥林多前书的第八章、第九章、第十章哈。
And to understand why they did this, we'd have to read 1 Corinthians 8, 9, and 10.
那么因为罗马书呢是在哥林多写的, 所以他们的背景是差不多的。
Because the book of Romans was written in Corinth, so their situations, the background was similar.
因为那时候的那个肉啊，这世上卖的那些肉啊，都是祭过偶像的那些肉。
So the meat at the time that was sold in the market was offered before idols.
他们呢先把肉呢献给他们的神之后呢，拜完了，然后呢拿到市场来卖。
So they would take the meat and they would offer to the idols, and after they worship, they would take it to the market and sell it.
那么有些弟兄呢就觉得这个没有什么了不起的，这个世上只有一个天上地上只有一个主，没有别的神的，这个吃没什么了不起。
Some brothers thought this was no big deal. There's only one God over heaven and earth. This meat is fine, let's just eat it.
但是呢，有些人觉得信心软弱啊，他说不行啊，这祭过偶像的物了，我不能碰的。
But others who are a little bit weaker thought, this is food offered before idols. This is idol worship. I shouldn't touch this.
这个不是我们今天讲过的身体健康，员工你吃肉还是不吃肉啊？这个不是，是看到一些，这是有些属灵的征战在那里。
This isn't for health reasons that we, you know, should or shouldn't eat meat. But this is a matter of spiritual warfare.
那么那些吃的人呢，他就轻看那些不吃的人。So
those who ate the meat looked down upon those who didn't eat.
哎，你看这个吃的肉算不算什么？那个根本没有别的，没有偶像吃。Come
on, this is just meat. There's no other gods. Just eat it.
那么那些不吃的人呢，就论断那些吃的人。And
those who didn't eat. Spoke against those who did.
这个拜祭过偶像的东西你也敢吃啊？
This is food that was offered to idols. You dare to eat it?
你不知道这个跟偶像这个假神有关系的。
This is related to those false gods.
那么就着保罗的观点来看的话，
From Paul's perspective,
他觉得这个他借着凭着主耶稣基督了确知深信啊。 没有一件事情不洁净的，你都可以吃的。
Because of the Lord Jesus and His cleansing, everything that we eat, there's nothing that is unclean.
但是呢，如果有人他信心软弱的时候。But
if someone has a weak faith.
他呢，吃那些东西呢，觉得跟偶像有关系的话。
And if they ate this food and they considered it to be related to idols,
他就不应该吃,
then he shouldn't eat it.
那么因着他没有那个信心的缘故,
because he doesn't have that faith,
他也不能吃,
he cannot eat it.
他说凡是不出于信心的都是罪,
because, Paul says, whatever is not from faith is sin.
那么对着这些吃的弟兄来讲的话呢, 他们不吃是对的。 他们吃是对的。
Right. For those who did eat meat, that it is right for them to eat the meat.
他们有那个信心，觉得这个事情没有什么了不起，他们可以吃。They
have the faith that this is no big deal. They're allowed to eat it.
对那信心软弱的人呢，他们不能吃，他们不应该吃。For
those with weak faith,
他们不吃才是对的。They
shouldn't eat it, and not eating it is right for them.
所以呢，在这件事情上呢，没有谁对谁错啊。So
in this matter, no one's right and no one's wrong.
那么按照你信心的大小，你自己决定。你有信心你就吃，你没信心你就不吃啊。So
based on your faith, you have to decide if you have a strong faith, you can eat it.
但是难处在哪里呢？
Don't eat it. So where is the difficulty?
是呢，他们彼此之间的这之间的难处。
The difficulty is when they're together.
那些呢,
those who ate looked down upon those who didn't eat.
那不吃的呢,
and those who didn't eat judge those who did eat.
我在读这里的时候就很稀奇啊,
so when I read this, I was very amazed.
因为我们今天讲说,我们论断人,一定是那些刚强的人,论断那些软弱的人, 对不对? 我很棒嘛,对不对?你不行,我论断, 对不对?
We may consider that today when we think of people judging others, it's those who are strong judging those who are weaker. You know, I know so much and you don't know that much here.
那照讲呢,是应该那些信心刚强的人来论断这些信心软弱的人, 对不对?
We think that it should be those with strong faith that would judge those with weaker faith.
不是,他是那些信心软弱的,他不吃的,他论断那些吃的,
but it says here that those with the weaker faith, those who didn't eat, can judge those who did eat.
当我们在那里论断人的时候,在我们在那里批评人的时候,
when we're there judging or condemning others,
不要以为我们永远都是刚强的,站在高处那个位置上,
don't think that we are strong standing in a high place.
很可能呢,我们是那些心虚软弱的,我们自己站不住的,我们在那里批评人。
It may actually be that we are the weaker one. We are standing in a place where we are in a place where we would not be able to stand.
但是从后面的经文来看呢,其实呢,他们都在那里彼此论断。
But reading further in the scripture, we see that they are both judging one another.
那么所以第十二节,第十三节,他说,所以我们不可以再彼此论断。 所以宁可定义,谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚及敌人之物。
So it says in 12 and 13, you should not judge one another. But rather determine this, not put an obstacle or some stumbling block in a brother's way. So when they're looking down on others, they're actually judging them.
那么那些信心软弱,但是更是论断那些吃鸡物的人。
And those who were weaker were looking down upon those who ate the meat.
吃肉不吃肉这件事情完全看你信心的大小,没有什么是对或错的。So
this matter of eating meat is all about your level of faith. There is no one who is right or wrong.
但是呢,不要彼此论断。But
don't judge one another.
如果一再彼此论断的话呢,那么事情就不对了,你就失去我们的立场。If
you're judging one another, then something is wrong, and you lost your uprightness.
Your position.
Your position. So not only were they judging one another, they were also looking down at one another.
在第十节那里说,
in verse 10 it says,
他说呢, 你这个人啊, 为什么论断弟兄呢?
But you, why do you judge your brother?
又为什么轻看你的弟兄呢?
Or again, why do you regard your brother with contempt?
他讲同一个人啊,
he's saying this, talking to the same person.
你呢,为什么论断弟兄呢?
You, why do you judge your brother?
又为什么轻看弟兄呢?
And why do you look down upon them in contempt?
为什么人会,我们会论断弟兄呢?
Why are we judging others? Because we think poorly of them.
不要以为是只有那些刚强的人在那轻看信心软弱的。
Don't think that it is only those with strong faith that are looking down upon those with weaker faith.
那些信心软弱的人一面论断,他也一面轻看这些所谓信心刚强的。
Those with weak faith, if they judge, they are looking down upon others as well.
其实呢,就着这些,就着真理来说呢,他们这些不吃肉的人,他们有他们的根据的,他们其实也蛮有道理的。
Honestly speaking, those who ate meat, they had a good point. They had a strong position.
保罗他在那个哥林多前书第十章的时候，他那说呢，就是我们要逃避拜偶像的事啊。
In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says you should flee from idol worship.
他说呢，这些拜偶像，他是祭鬼，他不是祭神呐。
And so these idols are
offered to
spirits, not to God.
你们呢,我不能叫你们又吃主的杯,又吃鬼的杯啊。
You cannot partake of the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil.
这很小心啊。
So you have to be very careful.
你真的是有足够的信心吗?
Do you really have enough faith?
你真的是觉得你在这件事情上你胜得过那个乌鬼胜过撒旦吗?
Do you think you can persevere over Satan?
如果你没有那足够的信心的话,
if you don't have enough faith,
逃避拜偶像的事,
then you should flee from these idol worship.
如果不吃就不要吃吧。
And if you don't have to eat, you might as well not eat.
这些弟兄呢，那个不吃，你一定会说，你真的有那么大的信心吗？
And those who were not eating were actually saying, do you really have that much faith?
你真的觉得你能够胜过这个邪灵吗？
Do you think you can overcome this temptation?
我看你平常信心没那么大嘛。
I see you normally, your faith isn't that strong.
你说的这话可能只是说说罢了。You
might just be saying these things just to say them.
当我们在论断人的时候,
but when we're judging others,
很大的一个原因呢，是我们轻看我们的弟兄。
The biggest reason is because we're looking down upon our brothers.
因为我轻看我的弟兄，我的姊妹的缘故。
Because I look down on my brothers and sisters.
我不相信你说的那么好。
I don't believe you are as good as you say.
我不觉得你说的跟你所做的是一样的。
I don't believe that what you say is the same as what you do.
轻看我们的弟兄。
I look down upon my brothers.
我们就论断我们的弟兄。
Therefore I judge them.
论断这件事情。
This matter, matter of judging.
主要的，它是错呢，是因为。 当然是因为我们这个人自己站立不住。
It is something that's wrong, first of all, because it's something that we cannot stand up to.
因为我们自己都这么样的软弱，这么样的跌倒，我们有什么资格，我们什么立场来论断批评人呢？
Because we are so weak and unable to stand and fall often, what right do we have to judge others?
因着我们自己都不够好的缘故，自己的常常是失败软弱的缘故。
Because we ourselves are not strong enough, that we often fail.
我们呢会轻，我们的那个连有很多的成见，我们许多的那些偏见啊。We
may have a lot of bias when we judge.
那么我们看不清楚。
And we are unable to see clearly.
也是因为我们很多时候对一些真理的那个认识呢不够啊，不够清楚，所以呢我们不能论断。其实呢，事后就回来的时候，发觉自己还可能是错的。And
because we may not fully understand, when we judge others, we may come back and see that maybe we were wrong.
那我就觉得呢，这些都是理由啊，都是为什么我们会论断人的理由。
So I think that these are all reasons why we. Shouldn't judge others.
因为我们自己也犯同样的错，我们说人错的时候，我们在论断人。
Because we've committed the same sin when we shouldn't judge others.
因为我们对真理认识不够完全的缘故，我们会有偏见来论断人。
So, because we don't understand fully the word of the Lord, we may want to judge others.
那我在想呢。 真的儿女之间呢，彼此论断一个最主要的一个原因呢。
And so I think that when the children of the Lord judge one another, the biggest reason is
还是在于我们的轻看。
Because we look down upon them.
我不相信我的弟兄姊妹。
I don't believe that my brothers and sisters truly love the Lord.
我不相信他对于神的认识是这么样的，这么完全。
I don't believe that their knowledge of the Lord is this complete.
我会错，他也会错。I
might be wrong, but they're wrong too.
那么这讲的那么这说话说那么绝对，真的是那样子吗？
And when they say things that are so, so firmly, is it really true?
我们呢，因着这样的轻看，我们呢才会下的论断。
Because we look down upon our brothers, that's why we will judge them.
在哥林多前书第十三章那里啊，他说到什么是爱。
First Corinthians 13 it talks about what love is.
他是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is long suffering and patient.
他最后讲完之后呢，他最后怎么他的爱的结语是什么呢？
At the end he says what is the
conclusion
the conclusion of love?
他是说呢。
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
All right, so love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
这四件事情呢，好像那个是对谁说的呢？
These four things, who are they said to?
那么我们说，刚刚讲到相信跟盼望，都想对着神说的，对不对？
We think that believing and hoping are towards the Lord, right?
但是呢，我们不会对神宽容，我们不会叫对神忍耐，所以这个是对着弟兄姊妹说的。
We won't bear or endure the Lord, right? So these things are for our brothers and sisters.
所以这四件事情呢，它主要的是向着在爱里头对弟兄姊妹来讲。
So these four things are spoken of love for our brothers and sisters.
凡事包容。
Bear all things.
弟兄姊妹的这些软弱，这些那个过不好的事情，我们包容。
When our brothers and sisters are weak or they can't, they don't measure up in every way, we bear with them.
他说的凡事相信。
He says, believes all things.
相信什么呢？
What do we believe?
当我们相信神他自己啊。
Of course we believe the Lord himself.
但是我们也相信神要在弟兄姊妹身上做。
We also believe that the Lord is working in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
我相信我的弟兄我的姊妹他是爱主的。
I believe that my brothers and sisters love the Lord.
我相信我的弟兄的姊妹，他对的事情他是那个严肃，他是 serious 的。
I believe that my brothers and sisters are serious about these things.
我相信我的弟兄姊妹，现那个也许他现在做不到，他是在努力的往这方向去做的。
Although my brothers and sisters may not be able to succeed right now, but they are striving very seriously towards that goal.
说是凡事盼望。
This hopes all things.
我们对神当然是有盼望。
Of course we have hope in the Lord.
但是呢，我在那想，我们对弟兄姊妹也要有盼望。
But I believe we should also have hope in our brothers and sisters.
我对我自己也必须要有盼望。
I should have hope for myself as well.
我现在不好。
I might not be very good right now.
但是呢，那能保守我们不失脚的，他能够保守我，他能够让我能在他面前站立得住。
He who is able to keep me from falling, he will make me be able to stand.
我们对弟兄姊妹有盼望。
To have hope for our brothers and sisters.
我的弟兄，我的姊妹，现在对主的认识可能还不够。
My brothers and sisters, their knowledge of the Lord might not be very great right now.
我的弟兄，我的姊妹，对一些属灵的那些经历可能还不够。
Their spiritual experience might not be enough yet.
但是如果我们有爱的话。
But if we have love,
我们会有那个盼望。
We would have this hope.
我们的彼此身上有盼望。
We have hope in one another.
你在我身上有盼望。
You have hope in me.
我在你身上有盼望。
And I have hope in you.
我盼望有一天呢，我们都要被磨成神儿子的样子。
That one day we will all be molded into the image of the Lord.
爱能够叫我们有这样子的盼望。
And love causes us to have this hope.
爱能够让我们能够最后能够凡事能够忍耐。
And finally, love causes us to be able to endure all things.
如果我们在彼此相爱的话。
If we love one another,
我们都会彼此，我们会相信。
We would believe one another.
相信我弟兄，我所为他所说的，他所是，他所做的。
We believe in what they say and what they are and what they do.
如果我们有爱的话
，If we have love,
我在我的弟兄、我的姊妹身上有盼望。
We would have hope in our brothers and sisters.
哎呦，看到我自己身上，我就觉得，哎呀，真是有盼望啊！这做通天什么样的人，真把我做成这样子，真是在主里头有盼望。
We may look at ourselves and say.I truly have hope that if the Lord can make this change in me, then I can have hope in my brothers and sisters as well.
如果我们相信我们弟兄姊妹
，If we believe in our brothers and sisters,
我们这个弟兄姊妹有盼望的话
，If we have hope in our brothers and sisters,
我们不会轻看我们的弟兄和姊妹
，We will not look down upon our brothers and
sisters. 我们不会那个怀疑弟兄姊妹他们里面的居心的，里面的存心的。
We will not question their intent, their heart.
如果我们不轻看的话
，If we don't look down upon them，
我们不会彼此论断。
We will not judge one another。
我们的那个，如果我们能够真的看重弟兄姊妹那个里头那里面的主的话
，If we see the Lord in our brothers and sisters，
然后我们呢不敢随便的论断。
We would not dare to judge or condemn them。
在说很多话之前的时候，我们可能要多再想一想。
Before we say many things, we have to think。
从前有个弟兄在我们中间聚会。
There used to be a brother who used to gather among us. We were together since we were in school, so we all knew each other very well.
那么有一天呢，他跟我们建议一件事情。
One day he came to complain to us about something.
他说呢，我们你要说什么重话之前呢，多想想。
Before you say a very serious or thing, you should consider your words a little bit more.
不要讲得那么快。
Don't speak too quickly.
不要那么有绝对那么把握。
Don't speak with such firmness or surety.
再多想想。
You should think a little bit more.
想个几天，想个几个礼拜。
Think a few days, a few weeks.
可能呢，想过之后呢，你发觉呢，可能这话不需要讲。
After thinking about it, you may find that these words you didn't need to say.
因为呢，可能我的弟兄姊妹不是我所想象的那么犯那么大的错。
It may be because my brothers and sisters did not actually do such a wrong thing.
也许呢，在给我这一点时间在这面前的话呢，我发觉呢，其实我对我弟兄姊妹的看法不对。
After thinking about your words for a while, you may find that my thinking of my brothers and sisters was wrong.
这弟兄呢，他讲这句话这么多年过去了，还在我脑海里头。
And this brother said these words so many years ago and still stuck in with me.
虽然他不在我们当中聚会了，但是他因为我们，他一定是在我身上了，在我身上看了这些错。
Even though he doesn't gather with us anymore, he must have seen this mistake that I made. When we want to say something,
再想想,
think about it.
在神面前多祷告,
pray more before the Lord.
如果约伯的三个朋友们在神讲那些话之前多想想多祷告的话,
if Job's three friends, before they said anything, considered more carefully and prayed more about their words.
他们不会说那么重的话。
They would not have said such heavy things to him.
我有时候在想啊，在读约伯记的时候，我就很这么样的好朋友，怎么可以说这么重的话呢？
As I was reading the book of Job, how can Job's good friends say such things to him?
难道你不知道约伯他最看重的，他在神面前的纯正吗？
Could they not see that what Job considered most precious was his uprightness before the Lord?
难道你不知道保那个约伯可能看他的生命的纯正比他自己的性命还宝贵啊？
That his position before the Lord is more important to him than his own self.
你怎么可以说这样的话，怀疑他在神的面前的纯正，质疑他在神面前的那个圣洁公义？
How can you say these things against him, to against his position and his standing before the Lord? Not only did these words not help Job, it was as if they were spreading salt upon his wounds. Why were his friends saying these things?
我们今天碰到这件事情的话呢，这个人这么痛苦了，那么重的话，我们说不出口的。
Today, if we see someone suffering so much, we would not be able to say those words to them.
一方面固然他们对于那个属灵的知识的沉淀啊，让他们觉得他们说这话是对的。
They themselves, because of their limited spiritual understanding, they thought they were right.
但是他们里头是不是在想？
But in their hearts, were they thinking?
约伯啊，人家都说。 你是公义圣洁的，你是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
Job, all these other people say that you are blameless and upright before the Lord.
你真是这样子的人吗？
Are you really that kind of a person?
你真的是在里头，在暗地里做的，跟在明处做的一样吗？
Is what you do hidden in your own home the same as what you do before other people?
你真的里头是那个是这样的那个纯正那个无瑕疵吗？
Are you truly blameless?
如果他们没有这样的观念的话,
if they didn't have that thought in them,
他们不会说那么重的话,
they would not dare to say such words.
在灵的深处，他们一定觉得，他们自己的
In their spirit, they must have thought this. Job must have done some secret sin. Other people may not be able to see, but the Lord sees. Maybe you didn't sin, maybe your children
sinned.
Maybe the Lord is judging your children, and in one day they all died. So we see this, because of us looking down on people, the words that we say would be so harmful to others. We hope that the Lord uses these words to remind us. Words that we say, we can't take them back. And one day before the Lord, we'll have to give an accounting for every word that we say. We hope that the Lord would give us sufficient grace. That we would not carelessly go and judge brothers. And that we would not dare to judge our brothers. That one day when we stand before the judgment seat of the Lord, we would receive from the Lord even more serious judgment. Let us have a word of prayer. Lord, we give thanks and praise to you. That we would be able to stand before you today. Because it is because of your great grace and mercy. Because you are holding us. You've used the precious blood of your beloved Son to wash us. That all of us who are unworthy and weak would be able to stand firm before you. Open our eyes, O Lord. To see how corrupt we are naturally if the Lord Jesus did not save us. But in the Lord Jesus, we have this hope. And that the people we are today is because of the Lord has done His work in us. Not only are you working in us, we firmly believe that you are doing this work in every brother and sister. That today we would be able to stand firmly before the Lord, blameless. That we would not stumble until the day we meet our Lord. We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.